BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling The Witch of Endor.
The Philistines invaded Israel and set up camp. Saul gathered his army and made preparations for war. His body shook with fear when he saw how large the Philistine army was. He asked the Lord for guidance. But God didn't talk to him. All was silent. He wanted to talk to Samuel, but he was dead. And Saul had removed everyone who claimed to be able to talk to the dead. Still, he desperately wanted to talk to Samuel. He said to his servants, "Find a woman who can talk to the spirits of those who have died. I need to find out what's going to happen." They told him about a woman at Endor who said she could talk to the dead. So that night, Saul put on a disguise, took two servants, and went to the woman's house. He said to her, "I want you to bring up a spirit for me." She said, "You know King Saul will kill anyone who does that." "Listen carefully. You'll not suffer for doing this. I want to talk to Samuel." Suddenly, the woman saw Samuel. She screamed, and then she turned and yelled at the king, "You tricked me! You're King Saul!" "Don't worry about that. Now tell me, what do you see?" She told him what she saw, and the king knew it was Samuel. He fell down with his face to the ground. The prophet said, "Why are you disturbing me? What do you want?" "Oh, I'm in trouble, and I don't know what to do. God won't talk to me. And the Philistines have invaded the land with a massive army. So I called on you. Please tell me what to do." Samuel said, "The Lord is now your enemy. So why do you think I'd help you? I've already told you what he's going to do." "Well, he's finally doing it. He's ripping the kingship out of your hands and giving it to your neighbor David. You didn't obey God. You refused to do what he told you to do. Therefore, tomorrow you and your sons will join me. Israel will be handed over to the Philistines." Saul was terrified when he heard this and stayed on the ground. He was weak because he hadn't eaten anything for over a day. The woman said, "I'll make some food. You need to regain your strength before you leave." She killed a fatted calf, cooked it, and baked some bread. Saul and his servants ate the meal and then left into the night. The war between the Philistines and Israel was fierce. Many Israelis died, and others ran from the battlefield. Three of Saul's sons were killed, including Jonathan. Suddenly an arrow hit Saul, and he knew he was about to die. He turned to the man who carried his armor. "Pull out your sword and kill me. If those pagans find me alive, they'll torture me until I'm dead." The armor bearer refused to kill his king. So Saul fell on his own sword and died. When the armor bearer saw this, he fell on his sword and died.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.